Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2333. Give yourself a hand, reacting less to the stress in your life by Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. It's not really a holiday today, but it is the start of Mental Health Awareness Month. And to start it off, I have a great one from Allison Carman on stress. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Give yourself a hand, reacting less to the stress in your life by Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. A few days ago, I hurt my dominant hand. It's not a serious injury, but I've been trying not to use my hand so it can heal. Without the use of my hand, I need to take it very slowly and think about each step in my day. For example, making a morning cup of tea, the process of getting each item in my cart at the food store, and typing on the computer with one hand. I'm sure many people hearing this blog who've had a physical injury can relate to this experience. It can be a reminder to be more appreciative of our bodies and show us how to slow down and be more mindful of each activity. The most surprising aspect of this experience for me is that because I am moving slower and I am more mindful of my thoughts and actions, I am also reacting less to the situations around me. I noticed my softer reaction when my daughter left her winter coat and some wet towels on the bathroom floor and also left the bathroom light on. Because of my constant awareness of my hand, I was more mindful of how I was moving and feeling when I entered the bathroom. I noticed a space between my feelings about her mess and my reaction. Almost a pause that I did not plan. Normally, I would have approached her with an annoyed tone and asked her to go back to the bathroom to clean up her mess and shut the light. But that pause allowed me to be more thoughtful about my reaction. I immediately realized it was not such a big deal, and I proceeded to think about how to shut the light and pick up the coat and towels with one hand. I also was able to calmly tell my daughter what she had done and asked her not to do it again. I then entered the kitchen to find a sink filled with dirty dishes. I gently asked my other daughter and husband to help me in the kitchen to empty the dishwasher and load the dirty dishes from the sink. I had the space within me to make a choice not to get annoyed about the dirty dishes that they had left in the sink all day. Instead, the pause gave me a larger perspective and a greater appreciation for what I really care about. I had not seen them all day, and the pause allowed me to get through the dish issue quickly and enjoy the rest of the afternoon with them both. I even felt less of a reaction from a conversation with my mother-in-law. I feel like my injured hand is giving me the experience of what mindfulness does for our lives. That space we develop from mindfulness between how we feel and how we react makes a tremendous difference in our experiences and our interactions with others. With more mindfulness, we can show up from the constant unexpected events throughout our day with more emotional control and not let each event throw us off course. This leaves more room for us to cope with stress and worry and instead find the calm and joyful moments each day brings. There are many techniques people use to create mindfulness so they are less stressed and reactive to events and people in their lives. Here's a simple exercise that you may want to try that is similar to the experience I'm having with my hand. Try to focus on one of your hands and become more aware of how your hand feels, what it touches, and how it moves for a few minutes. As you go about your daily chores or go to work, try to keep this awareness of the sensations from your hand. First, you may notice and appreciate all the experiences you were not paying attention to before, from moving a piece of paper across your desk to how you hold the phone or a pen, how you type, eat lunch, or hug a friend. Even though you are doing different activities and your sole attention is not on your hand, the partial awareness that you draw to your hand will keep you more grounded and present. As your mind gets consumed with stressful thoughts at home or work, this is the moment when we are most in danger of overreacting to situations like our children not listening, a disagreement with a coworker, or a difficult client. Our uncontrolled reactions can damage our personal and business relationships, as well as affect how we feel each day with a roller coaster of emotions. But by keeping a partial awareness of your hand, you will continuously bring some of the energy away from your mind and to your body, and this will help slow everything down. You'll become more mindful of each moment, and you may just find that sacred space between how you feel about a situation and how you want to react to it. This sacred space may help you show up with more ease, patience, and kindness for your children, spouse, friends, or business associates when you need it most. You can also use this tool just at the moment you feel your stress escalating. If you're getting very distracted with worry about the future, or you find yourself overreacting or feeling overly uptight, just slowly bring some of your attention to your hand and you'll bring some mindfulness to the situation. I hope you give the exercise a try. Maybe the sacred space created by your mindfulness will be a new beginning to show up for your life with more ease and peace and open you to more joy in everyday life. You just listened to the post titled, Give Yourself a Hand, Reacting Less to the Stress in Your Life by Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Allison has a great tip there. It's a simple one to become more mindful in the moment. That's probably one of the toughest things about mindfulness and awareness, or meditation in general, creating that space, and also remembering to do it in the first place. So trying an exercise like this could help a lot. Let me know how it goes. Thank you for being here and listening every day, and I'll see you tomorrow for Minimalist Monday, where your optimal life awaits.